East End. Jesus is coming. He is riding on a donkey. Open the ancient doors. Wave the branches. Spread out your coats. Peace in heaven. The processional hymn, All Glory, Lord and Honor to Thee, Redeemer King. Beloved in Christ, we cannot approach Holy Week and Good Friday in a better way than to dwell on the words of Holy Scripture, which convey for all time the eternal truth of our redemption. But, like the apostles who could not watch for 1 hour, we are seldom ready to read the Scriptures at length. This service helps us to do just that. Let us, therefore, ponder the words we shall hear and allow our hearts and minds and wills to rest in God. For we have come together to be with him, to wonder at his infinite goodness, and to offer our souls and bodies as a living sacrifice to to his service in the world. Let us then prepare to journey with Christ the way of the cross in the words which he has taught us, and say together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
The prophet Isaiah foreshows the sufferings of Christ. Who has believed what we have heard? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering and acquainted with infirmity. And as one from whom others hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him of no account. Surely he has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases. Yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have all turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent. So he did not open his mouth. By a perversion of justice he was taken away. Who could have imagined his future? For he was cut off from the land of the living, stricken for the transgressions of my people. They made his grave with the wicked, and his tomb with the rich, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth.
Oh, Jesus enters Jerusalem. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here immediately.'" They went away and found a colt tied near the door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They told them that Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. They brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming of the kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven."
Jesus institutes the Holy Communion. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover meal for us that we may eat it." They asked him, "Where do you want us to make preparations for it?" "Listen," he said to them, "when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large room upstairs, already furnished. Make preparations for us there.' So they went and found everything as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When the hour came, he took his place at the table and the apostles with him. He said to them, 'I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.' Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, 'Take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I tell you that from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes.' Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And he said the same with the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood.
The struggle in Gethsemane. He came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. When he reached the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not come into the time of trial." Then he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down, and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength. In his anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he got up from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping because of grief. And he said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not come into the time of trial."
Thank you. Jesus is betrayed. While he was still speaking, suddenly a crowd came. And the one called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him, "Judas, is it with a kiss that you are betraying the Son of Man?" When those who were around him saw what was coming, they asked, "Lord, should we strike with the sword?" Then one of them struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, "No more of this." And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple police, and the elders who had come for him, "Have you come out with swords and clubs as if I were a bandit? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness."
Jesus is condemned to die. As soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He answered him, "You say so." Then the chief priests accused him of many things. Pilate asked him again, "Have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further reply, so that Pilate was amazed. Now at the festival he used to release a prisoner for them, anyone for whom they asked. Now a man called Barabbas was in prison with the rebels who had committed murder during the insurrection. So the crowd came and began to ask Pilate to do for them according to his custom. Then he answered them, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he realized it was out of jealousy that the chief priests had handed him over. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas for them instead. Pilate spoke to them again. "Then, what do you wish me to do with the man you call the King of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him." Pilate asked them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them, and after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified.
Jesus is crucified. Then the soldiers led him into the courtyard of the palace, that is, the governor's headquarters, and they called together the whole cohort, and they clothed him in a purple cloak. And after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him. And they began saluting him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They struck his head with a reed, spat upon him, and knelt down in homage to him. After mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified 2 bandits, one on his right and one on his left. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "Listen, he is calling for Elijah." And someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last.
Thank you. much to do.
Christ triumphant. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The collection hymn, "Through All Our Days, We'll Sing the Praise of Christ the Resurrected." Lord Jesus, on the day of your passion, you stretched out your arms on the hard wood of the cross that all might be brought within your saving embrace. Draw us to yourself with the bands of your love, that, being bound to you forever as your faithful servants, we may take up our cross daily and follow you, and at last come to your everlasting joy, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
And a prayer for His Majesty the King and Her Royal Highness the Princess of Wales. Gracious God, we pray for the continued recovery of the King and the Princess of Wales, and for their families. Grant to them and to all who are affected by sickness faith, hope, and the knowledge of your love through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Thanks be to you, our Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits which you have given us, for all the pains and insults which you have borne for us. Most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, may we know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly, day by day. Amen. Christ, draw you to himself, and grant that you find in his cross a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. As this very moving service draws to a close, can I first of all thank Tim, our organist, for both accompanying us on the organ and for his training of the choir over recent weeks. We are indebted, of course, to what is a united choir of both Anna Hilt and Mara Hamlet, who have been practicing hard over these last weeks and this morning in preparation for this service. We are truly grateful to both Tim and our United Choir for the special music so appropriate to the service this morning. And I also include our various readers who read with meaning and in a way that was a genuine pleasure to listen to. Thanks also to the entire congregation for being here and for participating so fully. I am deeply grateful to everybody for this very enriching beginning of our Holy Week observances this year. And these continue throughout the week. On Monday and Wednesday evenings in Mara Hamlet, and on Tuesday, Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday here in Anna Hilt, all services are at 8 p.m. There will be a series of addresses, A Journey from Darkness to Light, given by our guest devotional speaker this year, the Dean of Armagh, the Very Reverend Shane Forster. On Saturday coming, there will be the decoration of the church for Easter. Gifts of flowers, greenery, would be very much appreciated. Also, your assistance with the decoration would be of great help as well. And for those giving gifts of flowers and greenery, it would be helpful if it, or if they could be brought here to church as early as possible on Saturday morning. Sunday next is Easter Day. Holy Communion at 8:30, Parish Communion at 10 o'clock. And do please remember that British summertime begins next Sunday and clocks go forward 1 hour. There will be no Sunday school next week. Those who have received an invitation for the spring wellness events are reminded to respond as soon as possible, please, to Patricia Halliday, but ideally on or before this coming Saturday. The recessional hymn, Praise to the Holiest in the Height. Tell your story and follow in your footsteps.
Lead us on the holy way.
We walk towards the city and wait in the garden.
Lead us on the holy ground.
We journey towards death and hope for the resurrection.
Lead us